Pennsylvania will ease pandemic restrictions on bars and restaurants starting Sunday. But 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports many Pittsburgh restaurant workers and even some owners say that's a bad idea.
Stevie Mihalik is a Pittsburgh bartender and server. During the pandemic, she's been working at a restaurant with indoor dining, and she didn't much like it.
I'm touching all these people's plates and cups, and nobody's masked because they're eating and drinking. So it didn't make me feel great. I'm kind of like putting myself in danger for that.
Mihalik also works at a second restaurant, which she prefers because it focuses on takeout. Many servers report abuse from patrons at indoor establishments who don't abide by the state's COVID safety rules. Kyle Lucas works at Fireside Public House in East Liberty.
I personally get yelled at least once a week by someone for me requiring them to wear a mask. It happens to coworkers all the time.
So it's no surprise that many restaurant workers are dubious about loosening restrictions. Starting Sunday, restaurants can again provide bar service to patrons. And allowable indoor dining capacity will increase from 50% to 75%. It should be noted that for smaller restaurants, the higher capacities won't change much. Because they still must keep dining parties 6 feet apart, they can't add many seats. Dorian Moorfield owns Grandma B's in the Hill District. He's at 50% capacity now, but says the extra couple counter seats he'd get at 75% aren't worth the risk.
We probably just remain at 50 because it's safer for myself and the workers.
But all these changes will happen before very many bartenders, servers, or line cooks have had the chance to get fully vaccinated. Casey McGill is director of Pittsburgh Restaurant Workers Aid, which has pushed to get restaurant staff vaccinated sooner.
It seems very irresponsible to increase capacity when we aren't vaccinated. And we're not in a priority group that's even the next in line to be vaccinated.
Food service workers are not eligible until April 12th. Meanwhile, the restaurant industry continues to struggle. A survey by the Pennsylvania Restaurant and Lodging Association found sales at restaurants this past January were down nearly 40% from the same time last year. Establishments in Pennsylvania have suffered three separate prohibitions on indoor dining. A number of restaurants have closed for good. Some owners say their industry was unfairly targeted. But public health officials say bars and restaurants have been a major source of COVID infections. And with coronavirus cases in Pennsylvania and Allegheny County on the rise recently, other restaurant owners say it's way too soon to open back up.
The jury is very much back on indoor dining. It is among the most dangerous activities that you can undertake for transmission of the virus.
Pete Kurzweg owns Independent Brewing Company in Squirrel Hill. For the past year, the restaurant has done takeout and outdoor dining only, zero indoor service. Kurzweg plans to keep it that way for the foreseeable future.
The virus will spread the minute you let your guard down.
Still, many owners are happy to see the restrictions eased.
April 4th, I think, will help us out a little bit.
Corey Hughes' Northside restaurant, Fig and Ash, opened in September during the pandemic.
I know our bar team is extremely excited to be able to serve some guests in a healthy way.
Some critics worry more about letting customers drink at bar side later at night and without buying food. Stevie Mihalik, the bartender, has mixed emotions about the increased activity April 4th will bring.
I'm kind of looking forward to it. Being a bartender and bartending to a completely empty bar is really depressing.
But she says she's worried cases will go up again. Much will surely depend on how good restaurants and their customers are at following the rules. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.